The Senate Committee on Military and Veterans Affairs will come to order. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and to our veterans who have served our great country in the Army, Navy, Air Force, Marine Corps, Coast Guard, thank you for your service. And we will begin this morning with some reminders that in response to the COVID-19 emergency and to protect the public, the legislators and employees, we must limit non-essential gatherings and adhere to social distancing and face covering guidelines. In compliance with those orders, the Senate has made necessary adjustments to normal practices in order to ensure that the public continues to have access to the legislative process. To allow the public access, we have admitted members of the public to two hearing rooms to the extent the social distancing requirements are allowed, and we'll be using teleconference service for those individuals who wish to testify today. For all individuals wishing to provide public comment, the participant toll number is a free number, and the access code number will be posted on our committee website. It will be displayed on the screen, and I will announce it now. Today's participant number is 877-226-8152, and the access code is 351-4198. For detailed instructions on how the teleconference system works, please refer to the Senate and/or committee website. When we move to public comment, we will be prompted by a moderator to dial 1, then 0 for support and opposition. Press this only one time and wait patiently for the operator to assign you to a line number. This can be a short wait. Once you receive your line number, you will wait in the queue for the moderator to call your line number. At that time, you will be unmuted and you are now ready to address the committee. Please note that in order for us to hear you clearly and to avoid acoustic feedback, you must mute the device you are watching the hearing on prior to giving testimony over the phone. It is important that we hear from you, and we thank you for your patience. I will maintain decorum during the hearing, as is customary, and any individual who is disruptive may be removed from the remote meeting service or have their connections muted. While every effort has been made to streamline the hearing process and conduct our hearings as close to the same manner as customary, there may be some lag time for participants who are adjusting to the new use of online tools or technologies. Please be respectful, be patient, so all the interested parties can be heard. We thank you. And we will begin this morning with the consent calendar. Before we continue today's agenda, let's establish the quorum. I'd like to remind the members to turn on their microphones. And consultant, please call the roll.
Archuleta.
Here.
Archuleta, here. Grove.
Here.
Here. Grove, here. Eggman.
Here.
Eggman, here. Melendez.
Here.
Melendez, here. Newman.
Here.
Newman, here. Roth.
Here.
Roth, here. Umberg.
Here.
Umberg, here.
The consultant notes we have a quorum, and the quorum has been established. We have four bills on the calendar today. Two are on consent. Do we have a motion on the consent calendar? Senator Umberg, thank you for your motion on the consent calendar. Again, please turn your microphones on so we can hear your vote. Consultant, please call the roll on the consent calendar.
On the consent calendar, Archuleta.
Aye.
Archuleta, aye. Grove.
Aye.
Grove, aye. Eggman.
Aye.
Eggman, aye. Melendez.
Aye.
Melendez, aye. Newman.
Aye.
Newman, aye. Roth.
Aye.
Roth, aye. Umberg.
Aye.
Umberg, aye.
The consent calendar is out. 7 aye, 0 no. And we will begin this morning with Senate Bill 348. Senator Grove, Good morning. Senator Grove, you may proceed if you are ready.
Absolutely, sir. Thank you, Mr. Chair. Good morning, Mr. Chair and members. SB 348 will require CalVet, prior to closing a California veterans home, to establish a task force made up of representatives from the department, elected officials, and community residents and staff from the home, as well as local veterans groups. This task force would be required to submit recommendations to the legislature on the home and provide a review of community input, including efforts to encourage participation in community meetings related to the proposed home closure. Last year, the governor proposed a budget that reduced funding for the Barstow Veterans Home so significantly that the only option going forward was a full closure. The limited options for alternative placement and the idea of leaving their homes, combined with the lack of communication from the administration, caused significant distress for these veterans in this home that live in Barstow. In addition, the employment of the dedicated and hardworking staff was put in jeopardy. We quickly discovered that the process that took place in the public participation on this proposal was very limited. Residents and staff and community members felt, apart from calling my office, they could not meaningfully voice their concerns regarding this proposed closure of this veterans home. Unlike the process of closing a developmental center, which includes regular briefings and legislative staff, requirements for a public hearing, and soliciting input from a broad range of stakeholders, including residents, there was no specific process in place in the state of California for the closure of one of its veterans' homes. SB 348 requires the department to establish a task force to consider all the implications of the proposed closure to include in the public process. This bill is supported by various veterans groups, including AmVets, Department of California, California Association of County Veteran Services Officers, California State Commanders Veterans Council. Joining me today on the phone as a key witness is San Bernardino County Supervisor Don Rao, 3rd District Supervisor, and Seth Reeb, a veteran himself, to speak in support of the bill.
Thank you, Senator. We will now move to anyone wanting to testify in support. Due to constraints regarding the length of the hearing, technology considerations, and cleaning protocols, committee chair may institute time limits on testimony. Each side will have 3 minutes. All others wishing to testify must limit their comments to their name, affiliation, position on the measure. Moderator, please release the line or the lead support witnesses. We'll begin with Don Rao, San Bernardino County Supervisor, 3rd District, followed by Seth Reeb from Reeb Government Relations. And Don Rao, you may begin.
Good morning, Mr. Chair. Thank you for the opportunity. Just to clarify, this is my first time. May I make a brief remark that'll take me about 60 seconds?
Please go right ahead.
Thank you, sir. I want to start by thanking each of you for your commitment to our country in the past as veterans. I serve as the 3rd District Supervisor for San Bernardino County, and my district does include the city of Barstow and the Veterans Home. The subject is especially important to me as I am a Gold Star wife. My husband was a Marine Corps officer killed in Iraq in 2004, and I have lived through the impact that the ravages of war have on our service members and their families. Last year, I was appalled to learn that the proposed closure of the Barstow Veterans Home as a method of solving the state's budgetary deficit was being used. Closing the home would have displaced nearly 200 veterans and required most, if not all, to relocate to other veterans' homes throughout the state. As you can imagine, there was an immediate outpouring of opposition from veterans groups, community members, and local electeds like myself. We were frustrated to discover that there isn't a more formal process for communities affected by proposed closures to weigh in. The veterans' homes are an integral part of our communities that they serve, and it was clear that there was a need to be more transparent in the process that provides ample opportunity for public input. I commend Senator Grove for introducing SB 348. This measure establishes the public participation process for any proposed veteran home closure and gives a stronger voice to the veterans at risk of losing a benefit that they are rightly have earned on the battlefield. I appreciate the opportunity to speak in favor of Senate Bill 348, and I respectfully request your support on the measure. Thank you.
Thank you. And now we will hear from Seth Reeb, who is on the line.
morning, Chair and members. My name is Seth Reeb, representing AMVETS Department of California, California State Commanders Veterans Council, and the California Association of County Veteran Service Officers. These homes provide residential and skilled nursing services for veterans and their spouses. The people of California and the legislature recognized and acknowledged the need to provide these services, and great effort and expertise was expended to build and staff these homes. Veterans, community leaders, activists, and the people from across the state fought hard to get these homes approved. There can be no advantage to closing these homes without the input of the veterans, community leaders, and stakeholders. These homes are a valuable asset that will serve our present and future veterans because of the increased danger of modern warfare and the hazards of military service. There will be an increase in the need and level of care for our veterans. Our clients support SB 348, and we respectfully request your support on this bill.
Thank you, and thank you for your service. We'll now move to any witnesses here in the Senate chambers. Are there any witnesses in room 112? I see none. Thank you for the witnesses. Now we'll go on to witnesses waiting to testify via the telephone. Moderator, please prompt the individuals waiting to testify in support of Senate Bill 348, and we will begin.
Thank you. And if you are speaking in support of Senate Bill 348, please press 1, then 0 on your touchtone phone at this time. You will hear an indication you've been placed into the queue, and you may an AT&T specialist will provide you with your line number. You may remove yourself from that queue by repeating the 1, then 0 command. If you're using a speakerphone, please pick up your handset before pressing any buttons and make sure your phone is unmuted.
Moderator, how many are waiting to testify in support?
I have no one queuing up at this time.
Thank you. One more time, let's see if there's anyone else on the line, please.
Once again, if there is anyone speaking in support of this measure, press 1, then 0 at this time. Mr. Chairman, we have no one queuing up.
Good. Having heard from the lead supporters, are there any witnesses here in the chamber who wish to testify in opposition? I see no one. Are there any witnesses in room 112 who wish to testify in opposition of Senate Bill 348? I see none. Thank you. Now we'll move on to witnesses waiting to testify via telephone. Moderator, please prompt the individuals waiting to testify in opposition to Senate Bill 348.
And again, if you're testifying in opposition of Senate Bill 348, press 1, then 0 at this time.
Moderator, is there anyone else waiting? Do you have anyone else?
We have no one queued up, Mr. Chairman.
Moderator, please check one more time, please, on Senate Bill 348 in opposition.
And again, if there's any opposition to Senate Bill 348, please take this opportunity to press 1, then 0 at this time.
Thank you,
Moderator. We have no one queuing up, sir.
Okay. Do you have one? No. Thank you for your support and opposition to the witnesses, and now we'll bring the discussion back to the members. Members, questions or comments? Senator Melendez.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I just want to thank Senator Grove for bringing this bill forward and being so tenacious about making sure that our veterans are indeed taken care of and have a place to go if they need to, given the fact that this state has this year, I think, about $15 billion in a surplus. I think we can certainly afford to fund these homes that our veterans so desperately need. So with that, I would like to move the bill when appropriate. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. Senator Grove, would you like to close?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. All of us as veterans on this floor understand the unique experience of raising your right hand, swearing to defend the Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic. Veterans in California, especially these veterans in our veterans' home, should have, at minimum, a due process and have input in the closure of these homes, which they have not had in the past. And so I respectfully ask for your aye vote.
Good. Thank you, Senator Melendez, for moving the bill. Thank you so much. And now we'll go on to the consultant. Please call the roll.
The motion is due pass, but first we refer to appropriations. Archuleta.
Aye.
Archuleta, aye. Grove.
Aye.
Grove, aye. Eggman.
Aye.
Eggman, aye. Melendez.
Aye.
Melendez, aye. Newman.
Aye.
Newman, aye. Roth.
Aye.
Roth, aye. Umberg.
Aye.
Umberg, aye.
The bill is out 7-0. Thank you so much, senators. And now we'll move on to Senate Bill 665. Senator Umberg, good morning to you, Senator. And are you ready to proceed with your Senate Bill 665?
I am. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Please proceed.
And thank you, Mr. Chair. Committee members, SB 665 is a very simple bill. It simply accords the private sector employers the same opportunity to provide a preference for veterans that exists in the public sector. Both state and federal governments provide preferences for veterans. This is a long overdue provision that allows private employers to do the same thing. There are three purposes. One is to recognize the service and sacrifice of service members. Two is to act actually as an inducement for individuals to join the military. And three, it allows the private sector the same opportunity as the public sector to hire veterans, which I think veterans are a very valuable resource, both in the public as well as the private sector. Urge an aye vote. With me to testify in support is Mr. Michael Kalt, Government Affairs Director of the California State Council of SHRM, as well as Ari Friedman, Professional Recruitment Coordinator of Disney Parks.
Thank you, Senator. We'll move now on to anyone who would like to testify in support. All right. Again, each side will be permitted 3 minutes and your primary support and opposition. All others wishing to testify must limit their comments to their name, affiliation, position on the measure. Moderator, please release the line for the lead support witness, Michael Kalt, Government Affairs Director, California State Council of Society for Human Resources Management, followed by Ari Friedman, Professional Recruitment Coordinator, Disney Parks, and we'll proceed with Michael Kalt. Please go ahead, Michael.
Hi, good morning. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Thank you, Chair Archuleta and members. My name is Michael Kalt, appearing on behalf of the California Society for Human Resource Management and its affiliate, the Society for Human Resource Management. We are proud to support and sponsor SB 665. Everybody wants to thank veterans for their service. SB 665 goes beyond a verbal thank you and would materially assist veterans in finding gainful employment, which is crucial to veterans' long-term economic and psychological benefit. Many employers want to actively recruit and hire veterans, but are concerned about civil lawsuits. Accordingly, SB 665 would allow employers to provide a voluntary hiring preference, provided they adhere to SB 665's requirements to ensure it is not used in an improper manner. Such a voluntary hiring preference is entirely lawful. Over 40 states, red, blue, and purple, have enacted such preferences, always overwhelmingly and often unanimously. It is also consistent with California law, which allows hiring preferences in the public sector. Indeed, California already has a preference provision for private employers, and SB 665 simply modernizes this preference to be used for veterans who served after the Vietnam War. It is also fair. Veterans bring unique skill sets that render them qualified for the position that they seek, even if their resumes perhaps look different than those who took a more traditional route. To the extent there is a tie between candidates, it is not unfair for employers to break that tie in favor of those who elected to serve and delay their private employment careers. Lastly, it is not discriminatory. SB 665 includes numerous previously proposed amendments to ensure it cannot be used to intentionally discriminate against any protected group. SB 665's opponents expressed concern about a potential discriminatory impact. Respectfully, there's no evidence that in the 40 states who have recently used such preferences. Moreover, such an unfair impact is unlikely since the current military is incredibly diverse, often with members of protected groups enlisted at higher rates than the general population. We respectfully request that the committee support SB 665 with an aye vote. I'm happy to answer any questions you may have, and I'll now turn it over to Ari Friedman. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr.
Cole. Good morning, Chair, and thank you for your time. I am Ari Friedman, who currently serves actually in the Navy Reserve and just returned home from deployment this month. I also work in talent acquisition, developing veteran talent pipelines, and I'm in favor of this bill. The U.S. military is the most diverse employer, so not only are we supporting veterans, but also diversity, equity, and inclusion opportunities for veterans and our hiring practices. For example, my current employer, the Walt Disney Company, in release of the Captain Marvel movie, also then because of that movie's efforts on increase in women pilots being elected into the U.S. Air Force and Navy today. So this bill will be really great for us and people like me to have the same opportunity as we do in the public sector as well as the private sector.
Thank you, Mr. Friedman. We will move to any witnesses here in the Senate chamber testifying in support of Senate Bill 665. I see none. Are there any witnesses in room 112? I see none. Well, thank you for the witnesses testifying. So now let's move on to witnesses via the telephone. Moderator, please prompt individuals waiting to testify in support of Senate Bill 665, and we will begin.
Thank you. If you are speaking in support of Senate Bill 665, press 1, then 0 on your touch-tone phone. The specialist will provide you with your line number, and we'll open your line when you are called upon. We will first go to line 19. Line 19, you're open. Go ahead.
Mr. Chair and members, Alex Suarez with Strategy 360 on behalf of the California Association of Veteran Service Agencies. Apologies, we got our letter in late, but want to indicate our support. Thank you so much.
We will go next to line 17.
Good morning, Mr. Chair and members. This is Kevin Baker for the American Civil Liberties Union. I think I may be out of order in the queue, unfortunately, but we are respectfully still in opposition because of the unfortunate disparate impact of the proposal. Despite the diversity of the armed forces, it is still not representative of the general workforce, and so there is a potential discriminatory impact on women, people with disabilities, and members of the LGBT community. Look forward to working with the author to address our concerns. Thank you.
We will go to line 20. Go ahead. Line 20, your line is open.
Good afternoon, Chair, or good morning, Chair and members. This is Seth Reed with Food Government Relations. First, if I can, I'd like to thank all the members for their service, and I served in the U.S. Army as an infantryman from 2004 to 2009. I'm here today representing American Legion, Department of California, AMBETS, Department of California, Military Officers Association, California Council of Chapters, all in support of this piece of legislation. Thank you.
We'll go to line 16.
Okay.
Go ahead, please.
Good morning, Chair and members of the committee. My name is Kelly Mae Douglas, and I represent the Department of Defense in support of SB 665. Thank you.
And if there are any other speakers in support of Senate Bill 665, press 1, then 0 at this time. Mr. Chair, we have no one else in queue. You may proceed.
Okay, thank you. Having heard from supporters and witnesses here in the chamber, and so now we'll go ahead and go on to opposition. Is there anyone here in the chamber wishes to speak in opposition? I see none. Are there witnesses in room 112 who wish to testify in opposition to Senate Bill 665? I see none. Thank you. We'll move on to witnesses waiting to testify via telephone. Moderator, please prompt the individuals waiting to testify in opposition to Senate Bill 665.
Thank you. If you are speaking in opposition of Senate Bill 665, press 1, then 0 on your touchtone phone at this time.
Moderator, how many are waiting in the queue?
We have no one queued up, sir.
All right. I want to testify in opposition. Thank you. Please open the line for anyone given that opportunity.
And if anyone would like to speak on this, please press 1, then 0 at this time. Again, press 1, then 0. And, Mr. Chairman, we have no one queuing up at this time.
Thank you. Thank you all for those who spoke in support of the bills. We'll now, or opposition, we'll now bring the discussion back to the members. Members, any questions or comments? Move the bill. Senator Newman, thank you so much. And a reminder to turn on your microphone. Oh, did you have a comment?
I'm going to move the bill that he so aggressively offered. I actually want to commend Senator Umberg on this bill. Prior to serving, I worked for a number of years on veteran employment in our region. And the absence of a veteran's preference had a material impact on veterans' prospects. And so glad that you brought this bill, and I would respectfully ask to be added as a co-author if there's an opportunity to do that as it moves forward. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator Newman, and thank you for moving the bill. Consultant, any closing remarks? Senator Umberg? No. Oh, I'm sorry. Over here to the right, Senator Grove.
Thank
you. Questions or comments?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I, too, would like to commend Senator Umberg for this bill. You know, in the real world, I own a business that puts individuals out to work, and this will be a great benefit to any business who wants to hire individuals that have served our country, United States military veterans that have transferable skills, which always translate into the private sector. And so thank you, sir, very much for introducing this piece of legislation. It truly will benefit veterans in the state of California.
Thank you, Senator Groves. Senator Umberg, would you wish to have closing comments?
Thank you for those comments. I urge an aye vote.
Very good. Thank you. Consultant, call the roll. Once again, the bill was moved by Senator Newman, I believe, or was it Senator Grove? Senator Roth, there you are, down there, Senator Roth, thank you. And now we'll go ahead and call the roll. Couldn't see you down there.
The motion is do pass, but first we refer to appropriations. Archuleta?
Aye.
Archuleta, aye. Grove?
Aye.
Grove, aye. Eggman?
Aye.
Eggman, aye. Melendez?
Aye.
Melendez, aye. Newman?
Aye.
Newman, aye. Roth?
Aye.
Roth, aye. Umberg?
Aye.
Umberg, aye.
The bill is out. 7 aye, 0 no. And so now I'd like to thank everyone for their attendance, and thank you all, the staff and who put this hearing together, and everyone who submitted their support or opposition. If you were not able to testify today, please submit your comments or suggestions in writing to the Committee on Military and Veterans Affairs or visit our website. Your comments and suggestions are important to us, and we want to include your testimony in the official hearing records. Thank you, everyone, for participating, and thank you for your patience. We have concluded the agenda. The Senate Committee on Military and Veterans Affairs is hereby adjourned.